Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 21, Pucker and all things puckery schnapsy stuff. We ask you to respect the laws, drink responsibly, and anything else that goes along with that. I'm your host, Derek Schomer, and I have with me today, let's see, who do I got here? We've got Kate, we've got Luke, our editor, we've got Dave, we're only missing Doug.
Now, oh, we miss Doug.
It just works out that basically Doug, he's coming up here for the holidays, so to do this the right way means we have to do it without him because we won't have an episode for like another 2 weeks, which kind of blows. And he's going to be doing all the like Christmas things down there now, and then he's going to be coming up here, I think, Monday or Tuesday. So maybe the next episode he'll actually be behind a mic over here. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be awesome.
So what we're going to do, I think, and this
maybe
is...
We should do like a pre-New Year's episode.
We could do a pre and a post.
Manifest.
It actually
remember
could be the
last
same
year I said we should do champagne and you guys were all like, oh my god, that's the worst idea ever. I think we should do champagne.
Oh my god,
that's the worst idea ever.
Actually, it started to grow on me.
No, I could probably do champagne.
Yeah.
Derek's very open-minded.
I don't know if that's really the idea that's growing on Derek so much as some type of a really nasty fungus.
Dude, you don't understand. Talk about fungus. I have like 7 bottles of champagne and I need to get rid of them. Because it is. Literally every year people bring champagne when they come over for New Year's because I usually have a party. And every year, if you have 8 people and half of them bring champagne and you only drink half of that, after 4 years, you end up with a fuck ton of champagne. And that's my case.
Hey, I'm just thinking, if Doug's going to be up here, we could do a live champagne episode.
That would be dangerous, but awesome. I can handle that. I got to figure out. See, Doug's a little weird about his schedule. He doesn't usually know it until his family has dictated it to him. So once he's here, we'll figure out what's going on because I know he's going up north, which is even norther from me, from like the 26th until the 29th or something like that. So we have to do everything, cram it in all at the pre or post Christmas festivities.
Zach is going to be in town too if we want to bring him in as well.
That would be awesome. I mean, even if it was an undocumented recording of an unrecorded version of us drinking, that's fine. But
yeah, because really, he's going to bring the drunk level up just by a significant amount. So
yeah, and Zach, sometimes I wonder if he's drunk when he's sober. So there's
I'm sure
that.
The level of outtakes would be amazing on that episode.
It would just be a whole episode of outtakes, which would be kind of cool.
Yes, it would be. Very little work on my part.
That's true. Just let it go. 2.5 hours of just outtakes. No beeping, just talking.
Exactly.
This is going to be an interesting fly-by-night affair. I wrote the doc up for the show notes a couple weeks ago. And I plop down. I do the video podcast up here. I'm looking for some vodka. Hold on a minute. I think I get some vodka. Vodka.
Not chocolate.
So
you always call it your alcohol?
I do. It's part of my name. Dude, seriously, I shit you not. There's got to be at least 40 bottles of alcohol around me. And because what happens is I bring them up for the different videos that I'm recording, and I'm too lazy to bring them all downstairs. So,
nice.
And then I have the ones in the background for the ambiance. So I got Grand Marnier on the carpet. Ooh, what's this? I got some Hornitos. Actually, I might need that. I've got some Christiana vodka. I've got more schnapps than I would ever possibly own if it wasn't for this episode. Which, by the way, this entire episode probably set me back $15. So that's not so bad.
Not terrible.
No. So what I've got is, now, like I said, I didn't really plan for this.
The liver damage, priceless.
Oh, it's the tons of liver damage happening. I have not made any drinks. I have in front of me 2 martini glasses or cocktail glasses. And just a shit ton of alcohol. I've got some recipes here that Luke had found and that I had found. I was just going to kind of make it up as I go along. There's this apple, like this apple puckerita and all that. So it's just going to get crazy shit. Let's see. So this is actually, this whole episode is Luke's idea. You bastard.
I know.
And you've been talking about this for, I don't know, months. Every single time I push an episode to him, he's like,
oh, Jesus.
How about pucker?
Long time.
How about pucker? How about pucker? I'm like,
And I just want to point something out. The very first recipe that Luke sent out to us was Jell-O shots.
It was. And I was
which
like,
which is a good indicator of where he's at.
Yeah.
Who was daring enough?
You know what? It's not daring. It's about just the time to make. Okay. So I got to make myself a drink. So I was thinking of doing this. We'll talk a little bit more about the different styles of schnapps. But I was thinking this. Do you guys ever make an apple pucarita?
No.
Okay. So. This is, and I have all this shit right here. It's half an ounce of pucker, 75 what's that? You know, that's 3/4 an ounce of tequila, a dash of lime juice, a half part of a half ounce of sweet sour mix. Shake them, strain them into a martini glass or margarita glass. I don't have a margarita glass up here, but martinis are good, right? I just avoid the ice. But I got my sweet sour I bought the other day. Everything is right here. Hold on a minute. I'm going to do it.
You could do some fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of recipes with all the alcohol and stuff you have around you.
Just mix it together and call it a pug. That'd be cool.
Exactly.
See,
I'm actually screwing with this stuff right now. I'm mixing it with some orange tangerine juice.
One of these calls for triple sec. I'm thinking of using some Cointreau just to kind of up the level. Now, I bought let's go through what drinks you actually bought. Because Pucker, now, when I first heard Pucker, I was thinking that green shit. It's got to be apple sour apple pucker.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Holy crap, that's awesome.
Stirring, sorry. Oh. Ready?
That's pretty
good. And you see, this is why I recommended it, because there's so much depth to the Pucker universe.
Depth. I wouldn't exactly...
Yes. I think you may be stretching a little bit now.
Yeah.
Derek, your apple puckerita actually did almost the exact same thing, except for I have raspberry puckerita. Raspberry pucker. And
we're gonna call it puckerita from now on.
I kind of nice. Like that word.
Puck you.
And I use whiskey sour mix, and I used a half of fresh lime, and I used a little bit more than 3/4 part tequila because I don't know. I just did a full shot, I guess, and then I did a half a part pucker, but mine was raspberry, and it's so good. But it's very very sweet. But
really.
Very tasty. It would be a great summer drink.
Well, it's nice. Summer to me right now. Big snowstorm coming tomorrow. This is going to be
it's
the
about freaking time.
You have like a nice little, this whole bottle, by the way.
Awesome.
This is going to be gone. Now, I forgot to actually finish what I was saying. So what I got is the sour apple pucker. Like I said, there, I thought it was the only one. And so that's what I bought. But then today, maybe 2 hours ago, I went out and I figured... They didn't have cherry, really wanted cherry. But I was like, you know what? Me and my wife decided it might be a good idea to compare and contrast sour apple pucker and just luscious red apple schnapps from De Kuypers. I think it would probably be, you know, see how different it really is. Or what is it, De Keeper or whatever they want to
call it. I thought we were just sticking with pucker. I didn't realize we were going to go the whole gamut of schnapps because I have some butter shots and some other stuff here as well.
See? And I also bought butter shots burst.
Which are so fucking good.
Really?
Oh my God. You can't drink very much of it, but if you like butterscotch, it's unbelievable.
Really?
Really?
I don't know if any of you guys got this, but I almost got the hot cinnamon.
Oh dude, pucker. I was so close. Mm.
That looked really good to me, and I'm like, you know what? This could just be horrendous, so I just didn't bother.
That was a pucker as well?
Yep. Yeah.
The only ones that I saw where I went was the one that I got, which is Strawberry Passion. Yay.
Well,
cream and apple.
So femme.
Yeah. You should see the color of the
fun
thing
of me,
I'm drinking
Jesus.
Right now.
I know.
So, well, I guess that, so we'll...
Pinkies up.
No. I thought it was just kind of a Granny Smith apple thing, right? Apparently, anything that's around 15% alcohol by volume, and it's De Kuyper. That's how you say it. De Kuyper is the company that makes the Pucker brand. And they're fruit schnapps, they're beverages, they're sweet, they're crazy, they got crazy names to them. But there's the Pucker isn't just a sour apple. There's 9 Puckers. There's watermelon, sour apple, cherry, peach, strawberry, raspberry, berry fusion, island punch, and grape. Now, I can only find like maybe 50% of those at the liquor store. It is a pretty big liquor store. So I don't know where you get. I didn't see grape. And I didn't notice.
I did see grape.
Really? I think what they were doing is
grape in mine.
They move
I
them
almost
around.
Got that too because I love grape soda, but.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't brave enough.
Well, the problem I had is they don't put them all together. They like the watermelon was next to some other drinks, and then the sour apple was kind of over near the liqueurs, and then where the cherry should have been, it wasn't there, was like all the way down near like past the whiskeys, and it was just all over the place. So I had to go looking around.
Weird.
There's a shitload of this kind of stuff. I mean, I was looking for Pucker specifically, but in the same area they had 99 insert fruit here, like apples or black cherries, and the Kuypers has just a crazy amount of stuff.
We can go through some of that too. Where they have other brands, like they have their own triple sex and stuff. So what did you? You got the raspberry and the sour apple. Is that what you got, Kate?
I actually just got the one. I just got the raspberry. Okay. I thought I would just use it in different types of drinks, but it's also De Kuypers.
And you could probably put your raspberry in anything. I have a raspberry? No, I have a raspberry, but it's the it's a different company. It's D'Amour or whatever it's called. And then, so Luke, what do you got there, buddy?
I went with the watermelon.
Watermelon. Yeah. That is
that's gotta be sweet.
I think I've had the watermelon before. I didn't really find it that. I don't know if I had this brand though. I think I had a different brand, and it wasn't really that strong or sweet. And I didn't know what else to do with it at the time. I was in college. I bought it because it was a cool color. That's really my entire reason for buying it, and it didn't really do anything for me. And then it got old, and I couldn't get the top off because it got stuck on there. And I think that was in our liquor episode where I was fighting over the bottle, and I said I couldn't get it off, and everybody was like, "Oh, it's probably bad," blah blah blah. So I threw it out. Peer pressure.
We're assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it really took anyone this many episodes to figure that out. You know what I mean?
There's some truth.
I'd have to say, particularly me, since I cut you all together however I want.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah, you are an asshole.
Yeah, you're an asshole, but nobody can do anything about it. That's awesome.
No.
He doesn't leave in any of the subliminal messages that I put out there because I'm trying to control the world.
Right.
It doesn't happen.
Well, how does he cut out the subliminal messages if they're subliminal?
He's good. He's real good.
Oh, well, that explains it. So I guess we're all like some sort of cool, we all get some sort of hero abilities. All right, sweet.
Worst batch of super friends ever.
Well, heck, Kate could be Wonder Woman, right? Because she's really the only girl in the whole superheroes thing.
All right, did I ever tell you guys a story about the campground that I went to when I was a kid and the woman that did way too many drugs and would run around naked with a cape?
No, but you don't. I thought you have run into a lot of these people, airplanes, and what type of people do you hang out with?
It just happens. I mean, you remember the time in the elevator, right? Right.
well, that was just that isolated incident.
But the question is, do you use your powers for good or for evil?
Well,
whatever makes sense at the time.
Right. He's just all over the place.
Perspective.
You're chaos. Speaking of chaos, what do you have to drink, Dave?
I picked up Strawberry Passion Pucker.
Oh my god, that sounds like your homo right there.
Yeah, it's very pink.
You know what it is? It's the passion part that really does it in.
Yeah.
If you just call it the Strawberry Pucker.
I'm not a big strawberry fan in general, but it's actually pretty good.
So you bought strawberry knowing you're not a fan?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you know, it's weird. Like, I don't like eating strawberries straight, but I'll eat, like, you know, strawberry ice cream or something like that.
Like the little seeds getting stuck in your teeth when you're chewing on the strawberries? That drives me nuts.
Just, I guess I like the fake strawberry taste and not the real one. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. You're in this
and
modern age.
You can't get faker tasting than this.
No, that's no, true. You can't. There might even be, is there any natural, no, there's probably no juices in here. There's the thought of maybe, there was real juices next to it when it was made.
The closest this came to a real strawberry is the drawing on the front of it.
Hey, that's close. Hmm. So, Kate, you're drinking, what is the name of your drink?
What do you mean the name of my drink?
Do you have, like, does it come with a name? Or are you just making it up as you go along?
No, I made I'm so disconcerted right now. I mean,
wait, hold on. Disconcerted? I'm going to make you go to dictionary.com.
I made a Pucker Raspberry Cosmopolitan initially, but I really didn't like it.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It just tasted too much like alcohol. Like there it was probably because the main part of it was vodka, so it was
vodka.
Yeah, not chocolate, but it was 1.5 vodka, 1/4 triple sec, 1/4 raspberry pucker, and it just tasted so much like vodka. It was horrible.
Yeah,
so I ended up dumping that and going for basically kind of what you have, except for with the raspberry instead of the apple.
Yeah, I think that I don't, you know, I had the same problem. I'm not a huge fan of the vodka taste. Like, it doesn't have a taste, but you get this, like, overwhelming ethanol. Like, you just might have put some gasoline in there, maybe some turpentine. It's just got that, like, I don't know, it's like a turnoff. It should be sweet. It's not sweet. It ends up being, almost sweet. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, it tastes like vodka. Not a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wound up doing, like, 4 different drinks with mine, so.
Well, that's not bad. Well, that I think with schnapps you could do, I mean, anything. I mean, you could pee in it and call it a drink if you want to, but personally, I'd shy away from doing that.
Yeah.
there's a trick though. There's different the decoypers or whatever. They make different styles. I guess I don't know if they're brands. Like they have the Pucker brand, which is more sweet cocktail additives, schnapps, and stuff theming around fruit. But I think what you have, Dave, is yours a Luscious or is it a Pucker?
It's a Pucker.
Oh, see, I have all the Puckers as well, I think. Let me check. No, I have a Luscious. My red apple is a Luscious. And it just says Luscious Red Apple, which is creative considering it's in the Luscious brand. And I guess these are like supposed to have more subtle flavors fitting into cocktails. And they don't really control the show for, you know, they're not the main attraction. Where with the Pucker, I think whatever you're mixing with Pucker, you're trying to take the Pucker flavor and I don't know, drive it different subtle flavors. This would be more of the subtle flavor. You got cranberries, blueberries, apples, peaches, etc. And I think the other thing they got is the kicking name. Like they all have like pomegranate passion, strawberry patch, you know, melon dew. They just kind of make you want to relax and kick off your shoes and dream about teddy bears, I guess. So that's just the way I was looking at it. And so you want to tell me something about your drinks? I could tell you something about what's left of my. What the hell did I make? Mixed all this shit together. I made the apple
teeny Puckerita. That's right.
I don't know what I made. Oh, apple Puckerita, which I think is what Kate has, only in raspberry. You know, this stuff is
razzle dazzleberry.
Yeah. It's right off, like just smelling it, it smells like you're about to eat a Granny Smith apple, which is kind of attractive. I don't smell any tequila, and there's more tequila in here than there is Pucker. I think that's the trick, is they probably, you need a little extra tequila to try and make up for the abundance of Pucker. Just the heart. I don't know if I don't want to call harsh, but it's harsh. No, I don't know. It's right up in your grill. It's like wham, right, smacks you right in the face.
With its big time sissy flavor or something like that.
Well, you know, the Pucker-ita, it almost, because of the you can definitely taste the tequila. I used what I had laying on the floor here, which was the Hornitos Silver, and it does. It tastes like a tequila. It tastes like a margarita with an apple-y flavor to it. So it did. The Pucker didn't overpower the entire drink. I put a little lime juice in there, the fake lime, because I didn't have a lot of time to squeeze out a lime, but I do have some limes. I just didn't want to do it. It says a dash of lime, so I figured maybe that would be like a half or less of a slice of lime. You use the whole lime, Kate?
Half lime.
Okay, so yeah, you probably rolled the right way on that one. And did you have to use the sweet sour mix? Or you use whiskey sour?
I used a whiskey sour mix, yep.
Do you have a whiskey sour mix, like in a big bottle type thing?
Yeah.
Those are cool. Now, I don't know what the difference between the whiskey sour and the sweet sour is, besides one's got sweet and sour. I don't know.
I think it's very similar. I mean, it's definitely a sweet and sour type of mix, but I guess it's specifically tailored to mix it with whiskey. So I don't know what the difference would really be.
Is it a liquid or one of those powdered ones?
Really? It's liquid.
Oh, yeah. See?
No. You can get like sour mix in a powder.
I have those. Oh, I don't.
They're,
can. Yeah.
They're pretty foul and gritty, though.
That they confuse me.
Really gross.
Well, because the whole package, like it picture like a Kool-Aid pack. That's what it looks like, right? So you pull this out. I have the whiskey sour ones. And it doesn't tell you like good ratios. It's just like mixed with water. Well, holy shit. I don't know what to do with that. Like, or just put it in your drink. But you need it's like a pitcher of water to dilute this stuff before it's, so it doesn't taste like you're eating sand. So, and then the water, you really, if it's not hot, it doesn't dilute well. And I've just,
yeah, it's like pure citric acid and sugar. It's pretty harsh.
Yeah. You might as well just stir sugar together in the water and call it done. So I'm with you. I started buying the full big bottle ones. Is yours a mix or master of mixes? Or what brand did you have for your whiskey sour?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Oh, you don't have it? I just happen to have mine with me.
Hold on. I'll check.
No, it's not.
I'll be right back.
All right. I was just wondering, but that's cool. I'm pretty impressed actually with this thing. I'm surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised. This is right off of the Decoypers website there. They have a big flash website with all the recipes on it. And it's very tasty. I would say this actually tastes like a margarita with apple flavor. Which if you go to like a 99 or Chili's, you get one of their crazy special margaritas. This is really probably all it is.
The brand was Holland House.
Holland House. I don't think I recognize
it. Yeah, I've seen that in the stores around here.
Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a Massachusetts brand.
Maybe.
I make it in my bathtub.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well,
I wash the bathtub out first. I mean, I'm pretty sterile.
Thanks, Dave. You're a friend.
Yeah. Anytime.
So What do you think of yours, Kate? You did the Pacarita with raspberry, right?
Yeah. Like I said, the first recipe that I did was the raspberry pucker cosmopolitan, and that was just horrible. But the second one is really good. I mean, I would definitely drink it in the summertime. I'm not big on sweet mixed drinks in the cold weather, but this is really good. I mean, it doesn't even taste like alcohol at all. So it would go down really fast, because actually I've got I guess I put in two parts whiskey sour mix. So I have a shot of tequila and a half a shot of pucker, which is 30 proof. So there's a decent amount of alcohol in there. It doesn't taste like it at all, though.
Yeah, so it doesn't.
Very good.
Does it taste like a margarita?
I guess it kind of does, except a little bit, you know, with the bit of raspberry in it. I guess that's it.
That's not bad.
When I did the same thing, it reminds me of like when you go and get a flavored margarita, you know, you get like a, I don't know.
Exactly, Dave. Yeah.
I mean, I've had raspberry margaritas. I've had, what is it, the blue curacao, that kind of thing?
Yeah, the curacao or curacao or, yeah, curacao.
And I tried it myself with the strawberry and it, you know, it works pretty well. I think that pucker is almost like syrup. You know, it just sort of works as a good flavoring and other stuff, but it's also really yummy by itself.
I can't
get... Says the half bottle.
I can't... So how big's your bottle? I bought a little tiny pucker one. I bought the... it's like a 350 or something like that.
I didn't see any of those. I only saw 750s.
It's like a shareware version. It's so tiny. But it was cute.
Shareware. Does that mean, like, if you want to continue your drunk, you have to pay for it or something?
Well, yeah, you have to pay for a bigger one.
Oh.
That's fair.
Isn't that how heroin works, too?
Yeah, but you get that on a schoolyard. This is a little different. So I'm gonna do. Hey, Luke, what are you drinking right now?
Like the recipe name?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is.
Was that too confusing for you?
It might have been, because I'm kind of somewhat making it up as I go.
Oh, I see.
But it is a drink that I had tossed together years ago at some friend's New Year's party.
So it must be warm by now.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. But it is composed of peach citrus fresca, watermelon pucker or apple. We found both work pretty well. And pineapple juice. So
you're going to give it the name first, the Luke?
Say what now?
You're going to call it the Luke?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No. Don't. Yeah, I've been calling it the Dolph Lundgren.
How about the
Luke? Because the actual Dolph Lundgren drink is crazy nasty.
Shouldn't you call it the Luke Lydall homosexual favors drink or something?
Well, you would think so.
Wouldn't go very well in a bar if you order that.
Nor would this drink, bro.
No gag reflex.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to order any drink at a bar that has the word homosexual in it, unless it was a chick. Because
it depends on the bar. I mean, you know.
Well, that's true. I guess there are like bars that's stylish in, but if a girl did it, then it's cool, because you know how guys are attracted to women who are attracted to women, so it might work out well.
So that's how it's gonna fly.
Exactly. That's as far as I could go with that. I couldn't think of anything else.
I look at the drink that I have, and don't get me wrong, I'm not homophobic in the slightest or anything, but I have this drink in front of me that is about as pink as you can get. And I just couldn't see myself ordering this at a bar.
Well, now...
So, but the pucker itself is pretty pink, isn't it?
It is. It's like a pinkish red.
Isn't the watermelon
pink?
Yeah,
so is mine.
Yeah. That's a problem for, you know, manhood.
It's whatever FD&C food color happened to get dropped in it, I guess.
Magic number red. I've got... I made the apple one instead of the pucker one. I just cooked it up because, you know, that's what I do here. And it is. Mine's very bright red, sort of like, you know what it looks like? It looks like the cherry Jolly Ranchers. Kind of smells like it, too. No, it smells more like a Macintosh apple. But you know what? Honestly, I don't think it's as good as using the sour apple pucker. The sour apple does something to the puckerita. It gives it a little more sour taste, right? When you mix it with the lime. And then you have the sweet mix, the sweet sour mix, to kind of offset it. This doesn't. This actually brings through more tequila than the pucker apple pucker did. This is like a. It seems more to me like an actual cocktail, like something a little stronger. It feels stronger, even though I doubt there's a difference in any of the alcohol contents of these two. I can't find the damn cap. This one is, let's see, they have to, 15% alcohol by volume. What's the regular pucker? 15%. Yeah, so they're both the same.
Yeah, they all are.
Well, that's one way to do it. You just make them all the same, and then you don't have to worry. That's
I'm pretty cool. sure anyway.
Are they all the same?
I thought they were.
30 proof.
30 proof, 15% alcohol.
Yeah.
Mine are.
No, thanks. I wouldn't be able to do that math by myself.
It's either multiply or divide, depending on which way you're doing it. Even the burst is the same.
I mean, and how incredibly efficient is that to have the same alcohol base and then just dump in a different dye and say, hey, watermelon, grape, apple, you know?
That's true. That's one good way to do it.
It could be that they're all flavored exactly the same and we just are fooled into it by the food coloring.
Yeah.
And the label.
Well, yeah, but they, no.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, I think your brain could tell a little bit different. In a blind taste test, you're going to tell the difference between a butterscotch and a sour apple.
So has everybody tried theirs by itself?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Just done a shot of it?
Mm-hmm. Who does this? Who?
I didn't do this.
No.
Okay, I'm going
to
go.
I think now is a good opportunity for everyone to have a sample the way it was meant to be.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to go get some.
Ooh.
It helps if your pucker is chilled, I found. But
mine's right off. Mine just bought some.
Yeah, mine's off the shelf, too.
Yeah, mine's chilled. It's quite nice.
My pineapple juice is chilled.
That helps.
You know what? It does taste good by itself. I mean, come on. Anything that's just half pure sugar anyway. If it doesn't taste good, then your taste buds are busted.
Good point, yeah.
I don't know about the raspberry, because the raspberry might be really ultra potent. But the sour apple tastes really like it. It tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. And sour apple pucker and Sprite together in either equal mixture or probably 2/3 Sprite, 1/3 sour apple pucker. That tastes pretty good too.
Yeah, but now you're diluting it in soda water. Or well, you are lightening it though with the carbonation.
Actually, yeah. I tried it the same way. It's pretty good. It winds up being like a flavored soda.
Yeah. Right, only with alcohol.
Right.
Which mm-hmm. is
an adult flavored soda.
Yeah. Which can never be a bad thing.
Yeah, which I'm really thinking that this Fresca is serving for carbonation because I really don't taste it.
Right.
It smells like pineapple juice and tastes like watermelon.
Well, I noticed. The pineapple I've noticed gives it more of a creamy texture just in general with those style drinks. It just seems to be like a little more creamy, lighter. I don't know. It gives it the flavoring, but it also gives it a different texture. And I don't get that same. You get it a little with the orange juice. Oh shit!
All right. What'd you dump?
I spilled sour apple pucker on my pants.
Nice.
That kind of blows.
I use that trick at clubs too. Doesn't usually work.
Well, the problem is I lost my count of if I did three parts or not. So this might either be really strong or really not. I don't know.
If I hear you licking it off your pants, I'm done. You know that.
Well. This is going to be the most dangerous drink I've made in a while. Mm. It's got dangerous being diabetes and everything else that goes along with it. It may be because I'm really going to screw myself on the parts, but this is a fuck ton of alcohol. So I'm going to try the Caramel Candy Apple Martini. This is 3 parts sour apple pucker, 3 parts butterscotch liqueur, and I'm using the butterscotch burst, and 1 part Cointreau.
By the way, while you're doing this, try the butterscotch by itself. Just a little sip.
Okay, hold on. I got Cointreau in my hand.
And think of like, you know, the hard butterscotch candy that was sitting in your grandma's living room. You know what I mean?
Like the Werther's Original?
Exactly. I was just going to say, Werther's Original is what my grandmother always had. Why is that? Grandmothers all had the same thing.
Well, it's a cult, really.
Oh my God, dude. That tastes exactly like a Werther's Original.
Isn't it good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could drink that until I die.
No, you die very quickly, though, because the diabetes would take over.
Yeah, but it would. Would the diabetes then kill itself because it's just overwhelmed? Is that not how it works? It's not like if you have radiation poisoning, can you be saved by radiation?
That's the question of the day.
I don't think you kind of push through the other side like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose like if you fall a great distance and somebody pushes you off so you fall more, so I can bring you back? Probably not.
Yeah, but now you're bringing physics in here. Physics is not the same as radiation poisoning.
Physics and biology are different things, I suppose.
See? I'm telling you.
Wait. Isn't radiation physics?
Shut up, Dave. Stop. Okay. Stop blinding me with your logic.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Fusion, you know?
Well, first off, this is weird. The caramel candy apple martini doesn't, it's not green. How's that happen?
Is it brown?
Yeah, but how's that happen?
Well, that's kind of what I would have figured.
Well, you put, what color is the butter shots?
I don't know. I think they're clear.
Really?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Okay, now it's weird.
Maybe, maybe it was the Cointreau, because the Cointreau is kind of like that yellow or orange color, right? Oh my God.
If you mix enough colors together, you get brown, you know?
This is like the weirdest smelling drink ever. It smells like lemon, lime, pledge. No, wait. Yeah, it kind of smells like a, it smells like a lemon, lime, pledge.
Yeah, that's not selling it real good for me.
Oh no. Yeah, it doesn't taste like lemon, lime, pledge though. Oh.
Well, that's reassuring.
Yeah, dude, this is really tasty. I'll talk about this one in a minute. Where did Kate go?
I'm here.
Oh!
Wow. Oh, wait. Does everybody have their shots then?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just commenting on what Derek was just saying about how it smelled like one thing and then tasted like another, I feel like the shot, when I was bringing it up to my mouth, it smelled really strong of, I don't know, I guess now that you mention it, it smells sort of like a cleaner, but I was thinking it smells like, very strong alcohol. But then when I tasted it, it just tastes like sweet. It doesn't have any alcohol taste at all.
That's weird.
It's very good.
Right,
even
Kanpai.
By itself.
Kanpai? Oh, God, Kanpai. So you want me to finish the entire Parker bottle?
That would be gross.
Whoa.
It is really sweet. I wouldn't want to drink too much of it.
Yeah, you see, why would you do shots of it? It's not a, you know, it's, to me,
because it goes down easy.
It goes down easy, and I think that sells it for a lot.
No. For me, then, that would be my chaser. I'd want, you're going to take something real ultra harsh, like a cement mixer, or creme de menthe and tequila. Or you ever have creme de menthe and tequila? Tastes just like Colgate toothpaste. Try sometime. And so you drown it, but not in a good way. Like, nobody wants to eat Colgate, right? So you down that and you're like, oh my God. And I do it to people just to really freak them out. I'm like, what does it taste like? And then they sit there staring at me after they have this look of disgust. And I'm like, Colgate toothpaste. And they go, oh my God, it does. And then they need water. So this would make a great chaser. Push you right over the edge. You know, why use water when you can use flavored water that's got alcohol in it?
Yeah, 30 proof.
30 proof for the win. But yeah, so I guess that is a problem with the whole pine salt taste or smell. But, you know, I don't really know anybody, honestly, that will sit there and smell their drink. I mean, we do it because we're obviously exploring the fine art of making crazy-ass schnapps recipes. In general,
I don't know. Occasionally I'll see people that are big wine snobs that make a huge production out of the whole smelling thing.
Wine is different. I'm talking like, oh shit, I got more pucker on me. I'm talking
don't
just...
people do that with like whiskey or something too?
You know what? If you want to smell your drink, fine.
I do with whiskey just because how it smells. I don't
do
it to be pretentious, but...
I don't think anybody does it to be pretentious. You're doing it because you love the drink, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've seen people do it to be pretentious.
Well, there's always that
guy. I can see what you're saying, Dave, about like wine, but I don't know. Yeah.
Hey. No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, if I have something kind of... especially this time of year when it's cold out and stuff, I get something kind of warm smelling. Then, you know, it's kind of nice to sniff while you...
Well,
but generally, I huff so much paint that I don't really smell anything anyway.
Listen, I sniff my wines.
Your olfactory senses are trash.
And I don't do it to be pretentious, my friend.
Okay.
I do it. Well, I do it. It helps train your parrot.
Why does my friend just sound like asshole?
Translate.
Translation, Dave.
It's kind of like when people say, excuse me. It's never really polite. It's more just like, get the fuck out of my way. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. No, like, it's for wine. Wine is part of the sensation of drinking it. Is this the different, if you want to train what the different scents are, Dave, you don't understand this because you don't like wine. But if you want to know, like, what's the difference between a 5-year-old Merlot or a 10-year-old Cabernet or a Bordeaux or the, you know, even Bordeaux and a Merlot, like, because they're the same grape, but they smell different. And every vineyard at different ages have different smells.
I'm sorry, I nodded off there. What?
What did I say before? Thanks, or whatever. Get out of my fucking way. I don't know.
So we're in that equation. We're in that equation. Does the Boone's Farm and Wild Vines fit in?
It doesn't. Nobody smells that. You want to know how I usually drink Boone's Farm if nobody's looking? I just drink it right out of the bottle because it's you don't decant it. You don't have to smell it. It's sugar water.
There's also the opposite of that stuff, which is when you're in college and you get the cheapest shit you can get and you have to pinch your nose in order to get it down.
Yeah, because you're trying to get drunk for the cheapest amount of money. That's a completely different... That's not where we are right now. See, we are now... We've elevated ourselves to a whole new dimension, a level that most people do strive to attain. Right? We're here...
We're way past Southern comfort.
Right. We're here to not just... Not
we're
just,
on pucker, damn it. Yeah.
Now, you make it sound like we step back. No. We can...
Sorry, my friends.
We can explore the complexities of Southern comfort
great?
Later.
If you can bookend it with my friend on each side. Like, my friend hears a statement, my friend, which just is like bookended assholes.
Yeah. All I'm saying...
Blessed on being a dick.
there's the goal here... Because we're an audio podcast, you have to share all the richness and flavors of in every direction of all the different senses have to be into play, because that's how we make a good podcast. So, Dave, you have the burst on you, right? Butterscotch burst. So this is the burst is a separate category. So you have pucker, but then you have burst. And I really don't think it would be worthwhile doing an entire show on burst, luscious, their signature brands and their flavored brandies. So I kind of wanted to roll it all into one. Which is kind of why I made this next drink. So the burst line carries this like knock you on your ass potent tasting drinks. Still Schnapsville, like sizzling cinnamon, frosty spearmint, raging root beer, hot damn. They also have a 100 proof hot damn. Cactus
I saw they
juice.
Had a kamikaze.
Kamikaze? Yeah. They have a Is it called the kamikaze or is it part of it? Drink.
I think it was kamikaze burst or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Hot damn sounds good. Is hot it a damn. Cinnamon?
Yeah, I think I think hot is that considered a cinnamon? Hot damn, they have a cinnamon already.
Oh, okay.
Well, they have because like when I went to buy it, I decided not to because I have Firewater and Goldschlager. So I figured it was so close to that it wouldn't have made sense to get something that's kind of redundant, even though it has a cooler name.
I still can't drink cinnamon stuff.
Really?
It was a long time ago. My 21st birthday, I went out and had Goldschlager all night and.
I did not know Goldschlager was cinnamon flavored. One of my friends loves Goldschlager. I had no idea.
I liked it until I was throwing up and looking at the gold flakes in the bowl, and then it just didn't really had the same appeal.
So, have you never had it, Kate?
No, never had it.
Oh, shit. I hadn't until like probably maybe 6 years ago, and that seems like a long time, maybe less. And I didn't know it was either because it doesn't really say. It's just it's kind of like its own brand, like Goldschlager. You just know Goldschlager. It's like you know Jägermeister. Nobody can tell you what Jägermeister really is, but they'll tell you, oh, Jäger. So I think it kind of falls in that category, except that it is really a cinnamon schnapps. They also have a blistering.
I just looked up hot damn. That is cinnamon schnapps.
So why the hell do they have hot damn sizzling cinnamon? And then another hot damn 100. I understand why they have 100 proof.
Maybe because one's 100 proof and one's 30 proof. I don't know.
Maybe.
By the way, Goldschlager is like almost 90 proof, so it's a little bit more potent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never really noticed. I used to put it on ice.
I used to drink it out of the freezer.
Yeah. I would put it into a large shot glass and just drink like a couple of them. They are kind of potent, I guess. But the thing is,
if you leave
it
long enough, it grows these like crystals, almost like rock candy inside the bottle.
Rock candy. I have an old one. Maybe I should check that out. I will like chew on some rock candy. How do you get it out? Is it like a ship in a bottle? You don't know how it fucking got there?
I just smash the glass and try to find the bits that don't hurt.
That's one way to do it. That's rather ingenious of you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm not big on finesse.
No, or, you know, you get bloody wounds doing that.
Yeah, but the Goldschlager cleans them right out.
That's true. And you get gold. It laces you with gold.
Yeah, and if you can get enough of it collected together, you can get a mad grill set up of it.
Excellent.
know me and my bling.
Yeah, I know you and your bling. You roll
big
like
pimpin'.
That.
Just medium pimping here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
7 foot pimping. So, in
22.
the other issue with the burst though, like the names are awesome. Like would you rather drink Goldschlager, cinnamon schnapps, or sizzling cinnamon or hot damn? I would, you know, the other one sounds so cool. I almost wanted to buy it because of the marketing, but I can't imagine it tastes any different than a Firewater.
Aftershock in the same category? Is it another one of those cinnamon things?
I think Aftershock's peppermint. No, I think Aftershock's like 100 proof cinnamon. Yeah. Because then they have the other one.
Just straight up peppermint schnapps.
Right. And, oh, I can't do that.
Oh, Rumplemints.
Rumplemints, I have that. That's okay. I don't like Ice 101 and the other opposite of Aftershock, whatever they call it, the blue one.
Not Has anybody tried any of the like 99 bananas or any of that kind of stuff?
No. You have, right, Luke? Because that's a homo drink?
I have not. I have no idea what he's talking about. You have to understand my
greatest segue ever.
My homo drink palate is pretty
really low. Nice delivery.
It's pretty what?
My homo drink palate is pretty low.
So it's
quite limited.
You're limited. You should, Luke, you should never limit yourself when it comes to homo drinking. You should
Aren't
be able to
drinking watermelon pucker.
It's limiting.
In a mix.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh, I just finished the apple. Hold on a second. I gotta get that down. Whoa. All right. Shit.
More outtakes.
If you take all my outtakes and put them together, it's going to sound real bad.
Yeah. As opposed to the high quality podcast we generally put out, yes.
Yes.
Well, that's, of course. Yeah. That's, I mean, we you only can make high quality podcasting.
Yeah. But you can always count on me to suggest some sort of an episode that's going to drag things down to a very low level.
That's because they're all sweet.
I think we're going to get really drunk. Are you guys drinking or what? Because if you're drinking this shit, you're going to get really drunk.
Kate? I'm actually almost halfway through the bottle.
Well, see, I'm not doing that.
I'm halfway through it, too.
I went through three bottles. I'm just kind of evenly round-robining through them to keep it so it doesn't look like a lot.
Are you guys talking in 350 or 750?
750.
750.
Hold on, let me. I still haven't figured out how to find the measurement on this one.
My capacity for my girly drinks is pretty big.
That's the only thing he
rated.
It's really not that strong. What I'm more concerned about is just that there's so much sugar in it that I'm just going to be sick.
375.
Well, I'm assuming you're mixing it with some other kind of alcohol, though. No,
another
or you're
sugar.
Just drinking that sucker straight.
I'm mixing it with. Well, I'm doing a few different things, but
don't mix it with sweet sour.
No, I've been mixing with a little bit of soda water.
Yeah, we already did that.
The sweet sour is just sugar on top of sugar. This is the way I'm rolling right now.
Yeah, and then I snort some lines of sugar. And then. Yeah.
Well, I've had the apple puckertini, or what was it called? The apple puckerita. I've had another apple puckerita without the sour, and now I'm working on, which I'll tell you about in a minute, the caramel candy apple martini. So my ears are ringing.
I know that the pucker is not carbonated, but does it kind of lend to a carbonated taste when you mix it with something else?
It really like my does.
My drink tasted kind of carbonated, and I was like, huh, that must be the sweet and sour mix I haven't had, the whiskey sour mix. I haven't had that in a while. And then when I was sipping on the shot, it also tasted carbonated, but I could tell it wasn't carbonated. So I'm wondering if the pucker kind of lends to that
taste. I have
taste.
A theory on that.
You shook it.
I'm not going to tell you. You're not ready for it. No, I think what it is that because it's got the sour thing going on afterwards, which is like a citric acid kind of flavor. Like, you know how if you just drink straight up carbonated water or seltzer water or whatever, it's got kind of a bite to it at the end.
Yeah, and it kind of just hangs in your mouth.
The sour is similar to that, so it gives you that kind of feeling.
Or the other thing is
that a lot
when you first shake it and you pour it into the if you pour it in like a martini glass or whatever, this you know that you've agitated all the liquids in there so that it's kind of bubbly and fizzy right after that. Mm-hmm. But then you know after a while it goes away. But then you end up with the acidic taste. And all of mine
just had
that.
A great idea.
Uh-oh. Well, my drink is not bubbly at all. It's
no.
just
yeah, mine
it
was
makes
originally.
It sort of seem like it. I don't know.
Go All right. Ahead. So when I was in Sweden, I had this drink called Turkish Spice. What they do is they take.
Is this the dead bird?
No. Okay. No. This is aquavit, which is like vodka. And then they take a bunch of licorice candies and they drop it in. They let it sit for like a month. And what happens is the candies dissolve. Now, what if you took vodka and you dropped in a bunch of Sour Patch Kids? What would happen?
Dave, only awesome.
So badass.
Made pucker.
You know what? There's very little in this world that I like more than Sour Patch Kids. Let me tell you right now.
Who was I just talking to about this? Dave, was it you?
Yeah. I like the first half a bag of Sour Patch
God.
Kids until it shreds every bit of skin off your tongue.
Oh, what is that? Mm. Why
That's
does that
the
happen?
Best part.
It's citric acid. It just burns your tongue off.
That's awesome. Mm. Well, not really.
And then
but
after that, it's just like you keep eating them, but you're going, ah.
Yeah, but
so
you know what's even
for
better
you.
For that is those sour Skittles. It doesn't take many of those at all.
Oh, I know.
Your tongue is just completely gone.
My daughter, dude, my daughter, she's 5 years old, and she noticed that. She's like, yeah, Daddy, I can't eat any more of these. My tongue hurts. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I thought, because kids are typically immortal when it comes to just intaking sheer sugars and all that stuff. And she was like, no, it was only on the sour ones that she's done that. She's like, yeah, after like maybe like a handful of them, that's it. She's done. And she actually stops. She'll go on to do, she eats a lot of fruit though, so that's a little different. But it does. It just tears your mouth to shreds. And if you have like a canker sore or anything like that, it's like you're going to die. It's like somebody's stabbing you in the face over and over, like Jason style, like Voorhees. It's weird.
I have never experienced any of these sensations when eating Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, okay, Kate, if you go to a movie, do you buy the Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, you know what? Probably because I get the smaller bag. I don't get the huge movie size bag.
They have other ones? They usually only sell you one. It's like $15 or something.
Yeah, for a little box that's half full.
Blockbuster Video, and we used to sell like the little personal size bags, you know?
Oh, yeah. But like if you go to a movie theater, they only get the big bags, I think, or the big box or something. No, I think it's a bag.
Yeah, it's usually half full box.
And it's like $6. And you're like, what? So what we used to do is we used to go to the penny store and when we were kids and just get a bunch of penny candy. Because I like the sour watermelon ones. They're like the Sour Patch Kids, but they're little watermelons. Dude, anything that you coat with like acid is just fucking awesome. Sour Patch Kids, if you give me a bag, they're gone. I'm going to eat them all. That's why I don't buy them. Like in the store, you can get the big Uber-sized bags that you can give. Like the kids pick them. I'm like, come on. Out of everything they want, they're like, oh, Sour Patch Kids. Then they sit on the counter, and every time I walk by, I grab one.
All right, so here's the sign if you're a true addict or not. Do you eat the sugary bits that are left over in the bag?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. In my defense,
you gotta pour that right in.
I'm among friends.
Okay, in my defense, I only do that because if I take the wrapper and put it in my pocket, then I end up with the bits on my pocket, and that drives me nuts. So I usually eat them, and then I roll it up in my pocket. No matter how you fold that sucker up, it's always going to leak those bits everywhere. So you got to eat them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just a general rule. If somebody doesn't do that, then they should send me an email. Because that's just wrong. You should always eat the little... That's part of the... I mean, if you're paying $6 at the movie theater, you better eat everything but the bag.
If you don't eat the little crumbly bits at the end, then the terrorists win.
Exactly. They win twice. Oh, my God.
So speaking of things that are just really unhealthy for you, I'm working on a Red Bull and strawberry pucker.
Wow.
Which, in retrospect, maybe not a great idea.
That's awesome. You're going to be drunk and fucking high as a kite. Well, you know what? Spinning all over the
place. I haven't had Red Bull in a long time.
That's not going to help.
A couple of years ago, a friend of mine was having her 30th birthday, and I had about 12 Red Bull and vodkas that night. And nice. I just remember laying in bed, twitching, wide awake, and just annihilated. And I sort of vowed not to have it again. But I read a recipe that said that it would be good together. And you know what? It actually is pretty good.
And so it's Red Bull and what?
And pucker.
Which sour apple?
Strawberry.
Oh, strawberry. So what does it taste like? Strawberry sand?
Well, you know how Red Bull tastes.
No, it tastes like sand.
No. What are you talking about?
Does it taste like Dr. Pepper?
Nope.
Does it taste like...
It's yellow when you pour it out.
Well, so is...
Oh, my.
It's like a golden color almost, and it's a little bit sour tasting.
Golden shower.
I don't like it. Well, not that.
You're sorry, bad timing. My bad. Sorry about that. I shouldn't mention that.
Way down a path we probably shouldn't. So you get this sour thing, and then you've got the sour pucker on top of it, but the sweetness that it adds as well. So it tastes like strawberry Red Bull, and it's actually not too bad.
You know what?
But again, you have to like Red Bull, otherwise it's going to be bad.
Here's the deal, though, man. This stuff creeps up on you real fast. Like I swear, maybe 5 minutes ago I was perfectly fine, and now like if I move my head too much, I almost fall over real fast. It's just like bam, it hits you.
Man, where's Doug when we need some good drunk speed? Mm-hmm.
Guys, I have a question for you.
Who did that, Derek?
I've known Doug for a while, and I've seen him drunk. Just in case anybody was wondering, why the heck hasn't there been a drinking podcast since like the 26th of, or whenever, Thanksgiving, I think was the last one. I lost power for 4 days. So, you know, I didn't have time. We wanted to do this already, and we would have had Doug there, but because nature fucked me, we didn't have a podcast. So, rolling it back, peppermint schnapps, 100% proof. Did you ever anybody have that? Light it on fire?
No.
Try and drink it?
Oh, actually, yeah. That's my wife's birthday shot. Like, whenever you turn 21, she always gets you the peppermint schnapps, and that thing clears out your sinuses really nice.
Oh, yeah. And the next day, it clears out your intestine. I don't like the peppermint. It's so potent.
I didn't have that problem.
No. Well, actually, I just kind of made that up. It's usually have to have jalapenos for the second effect. But in any case, the Burst is a completely different. That's their different line of drinks. That's more like their hot dams, the root beers, the spearmints, the really hardcore knock you on your ass, punch you in the face, get right up in your grill piece, and just like wham. So that's a little different. Then they have the Luscious. I have a peach schnapps around here. Luscious peach schnapps. Very good, very good. If you like peach schnapps, so in the Luscious category they have cranberry, blueberry, apple, peach. However, they have kicking names. Did I already mention that? They had the pomegranate passion, the strawberry patch. That's the cool stuff. Like, I have the Luscious schnapps is awesome. I was so like into it. It was really tasty. And if you watch any of the common cocktails drinks, I use peach for the redheaded slut and sex on the beach. Odd that, you know, we picked those, but that's just the way it works. And we
didn't, timing.
Yeah. Sex on the beach with a redheaded slut, bitches. So then they have then they have their signature. That's just the way. That's the way I roll. And then I think what they did is De Kuipers or De Kuipers? I think it's De Kuipers. Damn Dutch names. They decided they're going to do the signature series, which has Amaretto, Anisette, which I think is probably a sexy name for Sambuca, Blue Curacao, Orange Curacao, I didn't even know they had that. Coffee, Triple Sec, Creme de Banana, Creme de Menthe. So they actually have a series that's just for...
Creme de Banana. I would like to try that.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I wonder what you would mix that with, though.
Oh, I've had a couple. I got to find the recipes. There are some good banana ones. Yeah.
You could mix it with the strawberry Star Power or whatever it is that Dave has.
And then, how about some orange juice really or pineapple juice or something?
Oh, dude. The banana liqueurs?
I wonder if that'd make an interesting pina colada.
Yeah, banana pina colada.
I might have to pick some of that up.
Banana pina. It'd be awesome. But most of these drinks, the signature ones are very basic, like every other alcohol out there, right? The Curacao and Curacao and the coffee liqueurs and the triple sex, creme de menthe. That's all. Everybody has that stuff. So I think that what they did is I've always had the De Kuipers creme de menthe, but I didn't remember it being part of the signature series. I wonder if they recently rebranded it.
It's funny. I always think of De Kuipers as being one of those companies that just does all the, like, you know, the bar standards.
Yeah.
Things like creme de menthe and creme de cacao, all that kind of crap. But they make just, like, everything. And then their parent company kind of includes everything else.
Jim Beam?
Right.
Right. So they cover the gamut. Because then they also have brandy. So they have apricots, blackberries, Kirschwasser, which I'm guessing because the German translation is cherry water, probably tastes like such. And they have another peach and a ginger. I would like to see. I don't know what you do with ginger, but maybe put it in some
ginger, maybe with a whiskey or something like that.
I don't know. I can't think of. Yeah, because
something with an umbrella.
The Dark and Stormy. That might work. I still have some ginger.
Right,
I've got to
make ginger beer with the what was it? Brandy.
Brandy or whiskey?
Or rum.
Rum.
It was brandy or rum.
Maybe it's all of them mixed together. I can't remember. I have some ginger beer, though, specifically to make that somebody had brought over. So I got to try that.
People bring you a lot of booze.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of parties. And, well, when I do, people find it in their heart to bring over liquor. Can't complain.
Okay. It is rum, just for the record. The Black and Stormy. I just looked it up. Or the Dark and Stormy.
Dark rum, I'm guessing.
Dark rum.
I just bought some dark rum. So kick ass. I can do this. Let me tell you about this caramel candy apple martini before I go on. This is fucking awesome. This is the best drink.
What the hell?
No. Dude. Three part.
Sipper.
No. Oh, now it's my turn to get a whipping. No, check this out. It's got it's got 7 ounces of liquor in it.
I'm drinking 9,000 calories.
More than that. Yeah. So I've got 7 ounces here. And I got a large martini glass. It was completely full. I think I have some more. Let me see if I can pour it.
Did somebody just inhale their microphone? I just want to.
That was Luke. He's sucking on it.
If you're gonna deep throat the mic, just, you know, mute for a little bit.
Okay, I'm not gonna deny it, but
all right.
Well, that's good because that means you did it. anyway, so this caramel candy apple doesn't smell a lot like apple. It's equal parts sour.
Oh, by the way,
sling, gotcha. No, it's three parts sour apple, three parts butterscotch schnapps, and I put
damn it, not while I'm drinking.
don't know why that still cracks me up, but it does.
Don't worry. Every now and then, even in the gaming podcast, Doug will go, sling! Like, shut up. Damn you.
Doug doesn't let it die.
No. I've created a new term.
Yep.
I just want to point out for the audience that we've hit that upper point of the roller coaster of inebriation, and we're now on our way down.
No, I'm still up.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, yeah.
But you know what? We're going to have a huge snowstorm tomorrow. Nobody's going to work, so.
Whatever. I'm going to work.
Yeah, we're getting a nice big old ice storm, I think.
Oh, we just got one of those. That's bad. You're going to work, Kate?
Yeah, I am going to work.
Oh,
I'm
hoping
to cut out at like 3, though.
Dude, I'm hearing that the storm's now going to be like around noon.
Oh, stop that. I had heard 2.
So did I, and then all of a sudden they changed it. So basically, this is I think it's going to be fast, too. So if you're at work and you look out the window and you see snowflakes, fucking run. Get the hell out of there.
What you should do is what everybody really does in the first snowstorm of the year, and just panic.
Panic.
Really.
You know what?
I'm going to go out and buy 27 loaves of bread.
Oh, shit. I was going to say that. Okay. Here's the question. Why do people go out and buy 17 fucking gallons of milk and bread? Is that really going to... Listen, I just survived 4 days without electricity. Milk doesn't stay very well. So... Mm-hmm. Why do they? And you know what? When we went to the store,
an important question. How do you go that long without any porn?
I don't even know how do you go that long without any internet? It was really hard.
Eric, I could not go 4 freaking hours without electricity.
I had my BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you did it.
Well, really, I had no option. That was what it came
right,
down.
Right.
I went
for like 12 hours and I'm all freaked out. Like, oh, the shit in the fridge is going bad, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. We lost everything in the fridge. But... You know what I did? I'm going to tell you, this is my devotion and dedication to the show. I spent most of the time reading books, and I was reading the history of American beer and the mixology of cocktails, like the joy of mixology.
By candlelight, uphill both ways.
No, by one of those LED flashlights.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go old school, I'm going to bring some new school with me. So I got a 1-watt LED flashlight, which is like fucking $30. It's crazy. But, you know, they're expensive. But there was only one real flashlight, which is weird. I've never actually been through a storm that was this severe before. You go to the store, don't know why, no yogurt. Who the fuck buys yogurt when you can't refrigerate? Is that cool?
I don't know. That's dumb.
I don't know. I
don't know. I just see people with like 10 gallons of milk and like piles of bread. And it's like, what are you? When's
milk?
The last time you were stuck in your house for more than, you know, a day or two?
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Every restaurant in the strips were open. So like if we wanted to eat, we would go to a restaurant and then we would bring home Dunkin' Donuts. And that would be our breakfast because it was the only thing we could get that would store. And then because it was 37 degrees in the house, right? So then, or no, 47, sorry. And it went down from there. But we would put we actually took the stuff out of the refrigerator and put it on the counter because it was keeping it colder. And then we put it outside and then the next day it was 60 degrees outside. So you had to open windows. Right, to make your house warm up.
To get the warmth in, yeah.
It was a really weird experience, but I highly suggest nobody ever have to deal with that. No, don't. What you want to deal with, this is the ultimate drink, caramel candy apple martini. I'm telling you right now, this is...
I'm trying to figure out how long we can get him before, you know, how long we can string him along before he finally gets this
Before I get the review out. Dude, too late. Picture this. Slight apple taste, like a little warm apple. But then it's just like punch in the face with Werther's Original. If you put a garnish
in
here.
I love caramel apples. Don't you guys love caramel apples?
Yeah, you know what though? Doesn't taste anything like a caramel apple.
Oh, okay.
Because caramel.
Does it taste like those caramel apple suckers?
No, it tastes like caramel. Really. I mean.
Just caramel. I would love that.
There's some orange in here.
Sucker.
Let me see if I can find the orange.
Oh, Dave. You're very white.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give you my in-depth assessment. You take a sip of the caramel apple. First thing you feel, boom, you get hit with a little sour pucker. And then on the mid-palate, you're getting the orange peel, and then smash you in the face with butterscotch. It's fucking awesome. It is the perfect, it's like a rainbow of flavors just bombard your face. It's just, it's like the best feeling. Well, not the best, but it's
sounds
right up
like
there.
Like a horrible Skittles ad.
Hey, I'm not selling anything here. I'm just telling
it's
you how it is.
A rainbow of flavors punching you in the face.
Right up in the grill. Bam. Nah, this is like, this gives you superpowers.
Donkey sort of like bike. If Skittles and Slim Jim made an ad together.
And then they donkey punch you. Yeah. Props for Kate for bringing the donkey into the situation.
Man, one of my managers had no idea what a donkey punch was.
So how did you show it to him?
We steered him toward Urban Dictionary, I believe. Oh, but he would, every now and again, he'd make fun of him or something and be like, oh man, stop donkey punching me or something. And who was it? He said that he was going to donkey punch some girl who was working there.
Without knowing the context?
That was awkward.
There's a movie called Donkey Punch.
What?
There's a movie called Donkey Punch that came out last year. Really? No, this year. Shit. Not this year.
Guess I'm not terribly surprised.
If you don't know the context, really not a good term to use against a woman.
I actually did not even know what it meant.
There's a wiki entry for it.
There is. I just found that because I'm like, I'm going to look this up because what I was referring to was, remember Doug sent a link with the donkey punch thing? But it was a real donkey.
Oh my God, you have to go to wiki because there's a little picture that somebody drew.
What?
That is fucking awesome. My faith in wiki is now fully restored.
Awesome, dude. I'm surprised they allow that. If you're listening, you got to go do a wikipedia.org and search for donkey punch. Oh, and dude, he even has little arm hair as he's raising his fist. Wait, so does she.
What was the thing that Doug sent? Wasn't it something totally different?
Oh, he went out to, he was at like Macrochan and he was just typing in donkey punch. I think, you know, I don't really know. You know what? Not a safe search term. Just telling you right now, you can do it. You will find, I'm sure you'll find a video out there, but it says it's potentially lethal. Yeah, you know what? Anytime you punch somebody in the back of the head with or without anal sex involved, it's always going to be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, see, romance.
Wow. I closed it. It's not controllable.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm so happy to see that on wiki.
Seriously, you guys don't remember what I'm talking about?
No, I remember what you're talking about.
I'm trying to find it now.
No, I remember.
I'm just telling
what
you.
Was it?
You're going to be careful.
Was it a
the
donkey?
Thing that Doug sent?
Yeah.
No, somebody in like a donkey mask or something.
With
like
a, with
someone
a boxing
was in a donkey
glove.
Mask coming over and punching someone. That's what I thought you guys... Never mind. Forget about it.
Wait, did you read the whole definition though? You got to read the whole thing.
I did. I just did.
Okay.
I went to the wiki.
You know enough now to know exactly why.
I know it now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said if you don't know the context, saying you're gonna donkey punch another woman.
Around.
Yeah. You really don't want to be
haven't
flinging
said
that.
Anything like that at the office.
And for homework, look up strawberry shortcake.
That's too easy.
On wiki or on Urban Dictionary.
It's probably gonna be an Urban Dictionary, but.
Yeah, that's one of those terms that you can actually get okay results. Of course, if a kid's looking for, you know, yeah, that
a
could be
a licensed character owned by American Greetings. That's what I got.
Yeah, especially if you spell it wrong. I spelled it strawberry shortcake.
Shortcake.
I'm sorry for any insult I might have added, but you are not in the Urban Dictionary.
I'm actually getting the real strawberry shortcake coming up.
Really?
The little cartoon character. Yeah.
Are you on urbandictionary.com?
I don't know. I'm going to check that out.
Because if you are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th word ejaculates, probably not part of it.
I have learned so much from you guys. Also, bukkake, never heard of it.
My favorite slang term is rusty trombone, because I just think that's hilarious.
Dude, I just read this.
So,
oh my God. The way they put it is it's what the hell? This is not a term. People just make nobody does this. Not that I say anybody does a real donkey punch action, but the bloody nose thing is that's messed up. That is messed up.
I'm not saying I'm recommending it. I'm just saying I think it's funny. You know,
sure.
Definition.
There's a lot of funny things on the internet. It's just don't look at it.
If you look at the internet as a how-to guide for living your life, it's going to go badly.
How to really get divorced. Because I think that's a marriage ender right there.
Yeah.
Could be.
Punching your wife in the face during any type of coitus is a bad idea.
Yes.
But in the back of the head is okay.
Bad
right?
combination. There you go.
Could be fail.
Oh my God.
How's that review coming, Derek?
I think I finished.
It's also kind of fun to look up your name in Urban Dictionary.
No, I wouldn't do that. I hope I'm not in there.
Dave, I like this drink, man. You know what? You're right on the ball with this butterscotch stuff. This is probably the best schnapps I've ever had.
Stuff.
It tastes just like a Werther's original. If I had a Werther's, I'd drop it in this drink and let it just ferment in there. And then
but
just,
if you drank more than a little bit of it, oh my God, would you be sick?
Oh yeah, I feel like I'm already getting a stomachache.
It's really rich.
Yeah, definitely rich.
I'd be curious to try the root beer one.
Oh, because that would be tasty. Luke's doing that thing again where he's eating his mouth. Darth Vader.
What? I am your father.
I shouldn't say that.
Sorry.
Not my father. Whoa.
No, I was, you know, burping and was trying to conceal it. Sorry.
So you concealed it by breathing into the mic. Excellent job.
Well,
I suggest next time you try belching the ABCs and see how far you get.
Could have got to Q.
After all of the sweetness, probably not past C.
So this is probably going to give you a headache then, huh? Oh, well, butterscotch is good. Let's go up to the about them. There's an about them section I wanted to kind of talk about because this is shit I didn't know about. So De Kuypers they're not just this little company. Like obviously, like we said, they make a lot of different drinks. So they create their schnapps. And I guess what they did is they created like just a couple of schnapps and it just bloomed out of control. So they're one of the top brands along with flavors. They have more flavors than like an Absolut vodka. Have you ever gone to the vodka section of a liquor store? It's
yes.
No.
So many flavors. There's it's a lot. Unbelievable. It's so confusing. Like why you would need those flavors. I understand a couple that you could use. Like I know I have a raspberry vodka, I have a lemon vodka, and a chocolate vodka. I understand why I need those because you can make chocolate martinis and there's other things you could do with them. But there's so many flavors. I just don't know what you do with them unless you're a huge diehard person. You would almost think they're losing money by having so much variety. It's almost like product confusion. But these guys, this is what they do, right? They don't make enough. They make flavors. They don't. That's not a vodka. They just make flavors of everything. And they've learned a lot because they've been a privately held Dutch company since 1960. They're old. I don't know how old they are.
Actually, the bottle has it on the neck. It says 1695.
Yeah, 1695. That's a while ago. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, since around 1695. So I think they've learned a little about making crazy-ass distilled beverages since 1695. And in 1966, they jumped in bed with Mr. Jim Beam to bring their brands to the United States, which that's kind of cool. And we know them here as John De Kuyper & Sons. They deliver sweet cocktails, shots, and all that crazy stuff to us here. Anything that's got a cool, vibrant color probably has to do with them. Oddly enough, that same parent company that distributes Jim Beam and De Kuyper also distributes El Tesoro and Vox Vodka, which is kind of weird. Like, they're completely different. But I guess if you're going to diversify, you want to cover your people who drink your whiskeys, you want to cover the people who drink your sweet drinks and the drinks like Luke likes, then you want your El Tesoros and your tequilas and stuff. Then you get your vodkas. You got it all. These guys are all over the map. I think it's pretty cool. What the hell was that?
Incidentally, when you spill this stuff, it is much like spilling syrup, but it just makes everything really sticky.
Yeah, I'm having that. And you smell like sour apple, which isn't not necessarily bad. What the hell is that noise? Somebody open up their lemon lime drink.
No, I'm opening soda water.
Oh, what are you making?
Just mixing soda water and pucker.
Ooh, you going to give it a name?
Like, soda water and pucker?
Yeah.
Not like Dave's massive schlong or something like that?
I call that Herman.
This is the Herman drink. Call it the Herman drink. When people go, what does that mean? That means I have an 8-foot cock.
It makes it a little more palatable. It's not quite as sweet.
Yeah, well, some people's cocks are like that. What are you going to do?
Derek is drunk.
I don't really know if that's true.
No, that's probably one of the sad features is I don't have to be drunk to do something like that.
No, I can attest to that.
Yeah, I can do that completely. So that's why people have a hard time telling when I'm drunk because
my attitude's the same. Maybe, you know what it is? I bet you I would just be more willing to do that in front of people I don't know. So, and I guess I don't know a lot of people who listen, so there's that. But yeah, this stuff's pretty tasty. It can definitely fuck you up real fast. That's why I really wish we had Doug here, because he would be... Oh, well, I got to tell you this story.
He would be talking with like 10 minutes in between each word.
he jumped on right? Skype. Oh, totally. Dude. And then Luke would have to edit them all together like 10 minutes to get like one sentence. And it would sound intelligent.
It would be the first 10-hour podcast.
Yeah. Well, he came on. We were doing, because of the power outage, I had to do all my podcasts like in a day, which is not, it's kind of stressful. And so Tuesday night we were doing our gaming podcast, and you can go to gamingpodcast.net if you care. And I send him a chat message. I'm like, hey, are you in? Now, I sent him the show notes, so he should have known, right? And he was in our whole mailing list about when we were trying to pick a date. He didn't know what podcast it was. So he's already trashed off his ass, right? He comes in with, I don't know how many drinks in he is. He's got his pucker. He's like, how's it going? I'm like, oh, pretty good. And I asked him some gaming questions. And he rolls with it, right? He's going. He's talking about all the things about the industry and what kind of games he'd like to see in 2009. And he's going off. And a few minutes later, he's like, hey, yeah, I thought this was going to be the drinking podcast. I'm like, really? I didn't even know. Because he'd log in. He's like, hey, Barty people. I'm like, how's it going, Doug? I figured since we didn't send any definite dates that it was...
Hey, Barty people.
I was like, wow. It's like, yeah, so I got some pucker here. I'm like, all right, cool. But no, nice try. But it was pretty funny. But so I can only imagine, because he was already kind of tipsy by the time he got on the podcast. Can you imagine if it was this one, he would have been wrecked by the end, which meant he probably would have missed Monday. That would have been sad.
Yeah, it would have.
All right, so do we have anything else here? Anybody else?
You should check the show notes just to make sure.
Oh, what happened? Oh, my God!
Oh, God. What is it going
to be? Ah, the donkey punch. He found
that's
the photo.
That's a different one, was it?
No, oh, no that is the,
one,
is the
guy is
in the picture.
Picture.
Yep, that's the photo.
Why
now,
did you do that?
I'll have to...
have done it without the mirror.
I wish I think... I'm trying to figure out if iTunes would be okay with me using that as my album art.
I don't think so.
For that specific, I might be able to pull it off for this episode. Like if I put it as the album art for the episode rather than the show, might be able to pull that off.
I think next time I Photoshop a 40 of something, it's going to be Donkey Punch.
That's also, awesome. That's way better than whatever someone else said. Oh, yeah, he had a mask on. He's got a full donkey
suit.
Yeah,
no, I didn't realize he had the full suit on, which
yeah,
is just
yeah, full,
awesome.
Full suit with boxing gloves.
Maybe I'll see if I can at least put that in the blog when I write this one up. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Too bad it's not a little more clear.
What are you looking for? You want to see some more
high
depth?
No, I just think the quality of the photo is poor, but
oh, yeah,
okay.
Well, I mean, I would love to see that in 1080p.
Yeah. Widescreen.
Yeah, totally. Because then you see more of his ear.
And the rest of the freaking camera crew.
Right. That one other guy. Oh, yes. Anyway. Anybody else got any drinks that they're making? Yeah, no?
I did the, I did an orange, what the hell is this juice?
Orange juice?
Orange tangerine.
Is this the stuff from the other podcast that you did? No, that was Mandarin. I'm thinking of something different.
No, this is orange tangerine juice. It's just like orange juice, but it has tangerine in it.
Juicy juice?
And I figured that and the strawberry together would be pretty tasty, and it actually is pretty good.
So you made
orange... I used a lot of pucker in it, though.
You probably have to, because the orange juice is going to be so overwhelming.
Right.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So it winds up tasting like strawberry orange juice.
But the difference is you're going to get really wrecked doing that.
That's right.
Because I just used more. Well, that's always a safe assumption.
Well, I gave up with the shot glass, and I just started dumping it in until it looked a good color.
So you were doing shots?
Yeah.
My God. You're going to feel awful. You're going to be shitting green.
Well, I'm doing the strawberry, so it'll be pink.
You're right. Sorry about that. Which actually is probably worse, now that I think about that.
I figured the green would mess with my pink troll dye job. See?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to ever ruin that.
That's right.
Excellent. All right.
There's that pause I was looking for. Thank you.
So, overall, though, I think Luke, I think you did something revolutionary here. You managed to make something bad out of bad experience. Like maybe in the morning, we won't feel so good, but it tastes good going down. So
yeah.
I was surprised because I really didn't. I figured, what could you make with apple pucker besides? And you were like, oh, just mix anything with it. No, well, that's not that much fun. I want a real recipe. And so there's some good recipes. If you go to decoypers.com, I think it is, they have some recipes that are pretty good. It's all flash though, so it's kind of a pain in the ass to deal with.
To be honest, I mean, when he first mentioned this episode, I was like, oh man, this is just going to be a bunch of shots, you know, like how to get as drunk as possible as quickly as possible. But it's actually a pretty interesting thing for mixed drinks.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a lot of cool things you could do with it, which I didn't think.
It adds another layer to, like, whatever. If you're making a, you know, a margarita, or you're making whatever, a cosmopolitan, it just adds a little bit to it.
Right, to kind of...
Flavor-wise, alcohol-wise.
Right, if you're going to drink... If you're, like, in the summertime, I drink a lot of margaritas. So it kind of gives you something different. If you're always drinking the same thing, then you kind of get used to it, and you don't really explore different things. But just... You know, dump an ounce of pucker in there and see how it turns out. If it's too much, you just put less, and you'll learn from the experience. Mm-hmm. And then you'll end up with this awesome drink. Your buddies come over, you're like, "Hey, let me make you this sour apple margarita," and people will be like, "What the fuck's that?" Serve it to them, and they're like, "Oh my god, this is awesome!" So I think that you can expand your palate while impressing others.
Yep.
And I highly suggest you pick up some of this butterscotch burst. Just do shots of it if you have to.
By the way, that stuff is awesome in cocoa.
Cocoa, huh? How does that happen? You're just sitting there, you're like, I'm going to make some cocoa.
Right, it was sitting on the counter, and I was making some hot chocolate.
And you're just like, hey, let's throw this in there.
It's good in the baby bottle, too.
Maybe I'll just throw this on the counter, and the next time I make something, maybe when I crack open my bottle of Bordeaux, I'll throw this in there and see how that goes. Probably not.
I'm an experimental alcoholic.
I probably won't do that. I'm just kidding. So anybody have anything else?
No.
Or are we going to make this an easy one?
I can't drink any more of this stuff.
Oh.
No, my sweet factor is satisfied for the night.
Yeah, I think I'm going to piss.
Break out in hives if I have any more sugar.
I probably am breaking out in hives. Excellent. Okay. Fine. So I think
to go to sleep. That's going to be interesting.
Oh, you're never going to get sleep. Don't worry about it. It's snow tomorrow.
Get online. We'll run the Nexus.
Nice.
It's like snowy area, isn't it? That's what? Kate. I got to tell you,
it is nice snowy area.
I know.
Freaking love. Oh, I just love it.
I just didn't think you would go down the path of dork. I didn't think you could do it, but you pulled it off.
Thank you very much.
There's nothing like a good WoW reference. You know, there's a lot of people who would go, oh, man, hot chick who plays WoW, this is the fucking awesomest. But you know what? That's just fucking awesome. Sorry, that did sound like a drunk statement, but by the time I get to the end,
I'm taking it, and I'm running with it.
I really didn't know where to go with that. I was just kind of, I went down this path, and I was like, wow, there's nothing here. How do I brighten this up? Oh, I know, redundancy.
But you know what? You're a good talker, so we all appreciate that about you.
Hey, you know what? If you don't actually know anything, the only other thing you could do is pretend.
Exactly.
That's what I do every day at my job.
See?
I'm learning how to do that, too.
Yeah, Luke is actually a pretender. He actually doesn't have any drinks in front of him at all. He's just, the whole thing is just a mirage.
Oh, come on now.
I know.
Bad enough you make fun of what I drink, and now you're saying I don't even drink it.
Okay, that's a lie, because nobody would have harassed me for so long. Now, okay, but before we kind of wrap this up, what can you now do, Lou? What else do you have in your repertoire of girly drinks that you can pose to us that we would be able to do as a podcast? I mean, now what are you going to do? We're going to get you into some whiskey or some hardcore stuff, maybe some absinthe.
It's
totally girly. Yeah. I can't remember if I've had a whiskey sour or not. Probably have. Don't remember if I like it. Let's see what else I like.
We're going to need to find a way to expand your palate past the pucker. And what did we do last time? We did tequila sunrises, right? Or something. What did we do? We did
amarettos.
Amarettos. That's what it was. It was amaretto sours and stuff. So,
gosh, those are all really girly drinks. Wow.
Now, this is a girl telling you this, Luke. So what that means is it's time to drop the balls and just be like,
I'm a whiskey
you know
drinker.
What?
I'm a gonna... bourbon drinker.
She drinks. Go, huh? She drinks Wild Turkey, dude, and you're drinking Pucker. There needs to be a change in the way you work, live, and play. You have to think outside the Pucker. You need to go.
I love the drama.
You need to. Yeah, you gotta really live it up.
It's almost like the way that you are now is not okay.
Yeah. Change everything about you.
Yeah. Luke, you are broken. We need
look
to
in
fix
the mirror,
you.
That's wrong.
Yeah. What you see in the mirror is a figment of your imagination. What you need to do is expand yourself beyond the sugary substances.
But let's just think about this for a little bit, because you know, people are like, you know, hammering down their beers or whatever. I'm hammering down the Pucker. What's more impressive?
It's not. No.
The beer.
It's I don't think so, because this has higher alcohol volume and it's sweeter.
Oh, no,
so
no,
most
no,
people
no.
Can't drink as much.
You're right. It is more high alcohol content. But here's the thing. Beer is manly. Okay. Now, that's not to say cocktails historically, and I'll tell you this because I've been reading the damn book, they're really about the look, right? It's about the shock factor, the colors, and what you can do with them. Not a lot of people, you know, back in the day, they would drink turpentine to get something out of it because they didn't have anything. They used these ingredients that we're drinking today to mask the bad taste of the gins and the vodkas that were made in some bathtub in a back alley during Prohibition. And this was used to kind of say, hey, if you throw, well, not necessarily Pucker, but something like that, if you throw that in there, you won't taste the bad, right? Today, though, we have good. For instance, we have, let me look around. We have Captain Morgan Private Stock. That's good. We have Bailey's. Good. That might be your type of drink, kind of homo. We have gin.
No, I don't like Bailey's.
Really?
But also the Sambuca. Have this sweet so that you don't taste the bad. That's feminine. Men don't mind tasting bad. They're
you
like,
what I think it
bring
is.
On the bad.
We mind it, but we
really
have to hold
that,
up a reputation.
It's that whole sweet, salty thing, like it's a good aftertaste for the saltiness of the balls.
Right. What we want to do is, we don't want to try to counteract the semen taste. What we want to do is we want to create something different. We want to do maybe some Gran Gala melon orange liqueur, orange peel liqueurs with some vodkas. And you know, you need to find a way to blossom and be a real drinker, like maybe a Jaeger. You gotta attach to a man drink Jaeger. SoCo.
Okay, I've had Jaeger bombs. Jaeger bombs aren't bad.
Okay, then what we need is a Jägermeister episode. Could you do a Jägermeister episode?
I could try.
Done. All right. You have any Jägermeister at home?
Not right now.
Well, you have to get yourself some Jägermeister.
Well, I just finished the bottle of amaretto from the amaretto episode on Monday.
So then you can eat a Jägermeister, and you'll have that for years. I've had mine for like five, at least.
Nice.
Oh, Midori. No, that's girly. I'm trying to look around to see what else I got. I got rum.
I was drinking Jägermeister at a place one time, and this total meathead came up to me, and he's like, dude, you're drinking deer blood.
Oh, dude, that is the number one hit on everydaydrinkers.com.
Really?
Yep. People look for, they search for Jägermeister deer blood, and I have to continue to break the news that there's no deer blood in Jägermeister. So if you're about to search for it, no, fail. There's no deer blood in Jägermeister. It's an urban legend. You can go to Snoops or Snopes or whatever the fuck it's called and find it on there. I think I linked to it if you just look for it. If you Google it, I probably come up close to first because people keep finding it. No deer blood. Doesn't mean it's not manly. It's just a lot of herbs, and it's a secret recipe. That's why people think there's deer blood in it, because it's a German secret recipe. They won't give you the ingredients for it because that would, you know, the other people could dupe it. No deer blood.
Hey, the top hit to my blog is schoolgirl panties, so.
What?
I shit you not, because I had written about some stuff in
Dave's
Japan.
Gallery.
And there's, you know, like there's vending machines with schoolgirl panties in it and shit like that. And it's like a fucking perv magnet. It's amazing.
Yeah. You, that's
every day
you
get hundreds of hits.
That's nice that you're now associated with some young children porn. Nice.
Yeah, it's great. I'm sure the FBI taps are doing work.
Start calling you Dave the pedo. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Pedo Dave.
Pedo Yeti.
You don't want to say pedo Dave because then it sounds like you know what it really is.
Yeah.
Pedo Dave sounds so much cuter. It's like a.
It does.
Sounds like a leprechaun, a nice doesn't it? Duh, the Pedo Dave.
Oh, the Pedo Dave. He visited me once.
I think it also makes that white trash waxing the more appropriate.
I waxed for Pedo Dave. Yes. Nice bikini wax for him. All right. Anyway, I think we're done here.
Can we have a collective shudder? Thanks.
Right. Yeah. So let's wrap this up. Here we go. Schnapps, awesome. Pucker, not what I thought. Lots of good brands. Lots of great taste. Diabetic coma. I think that we can sum that up. It's great as an after-dinner drink or to get yourself warmed up for an evening on the town or, you know, whatever you do in the evening when you've been drinking a lot.
I got to be honest. Right now, I feel like re-roofing the house.
See?
I don't know if it's the Red Bull or the Pucker or what, but
it's the Pucker. It's got to be
a combination, probably. You've got all this energy, but you also have the disillusionment of being slightly intoxicated
and actually knowing how to roof a house. So the Pucker might just get you to do more stuff around the house. Wife will love that. So if you're listening and you're a man, you should tell her, "Look, give me some Pucker. I'll go tile the floor and roof the house and fix some."
It still
sounds
like code for something.
Really?
Pucker is just wrong. That whole the name is wrong.
But I dare you to say that at a truck stop somewhere. Just saying.
Can I buy some Pucker?
Yes, you can,
you know
man.
I bet you can.
I'd probably get it for free.
Yes. Yes, you would. But anyway, this is Derek for Dave, the absent Doug, Kate, our podcast producer, Luke Lydon. Yes. You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. You can visit us at everydaydrinkers.com. Check us out. Common Man Cocktails. Search for us on iTunes. I'm a featured podcast, bitches. Or at least I was. It goes up and down. So, kicks ass.
So does your mom.
What a sling.
It was awesome.
Oh, nothing like signing out with a fucking pwn right to the nuts. Oh, the mom joke. It can never get old.
But the reflexes on that one. I mean, you barely had the sense out. And he has that sling.
You gotta watch out for Dave. He's a crafty little son of a bitch.
He is. It's like he's always thinking one step ahead.
And you know, for somebody who's been taking shots of Pucker, the guy should be like comatose by now. Not necessarily drunk, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm doing okay so far.
Me too. I think I'm going to watch some episodes of Heroes before bed. Because I don't plan on getting up in the morning.
Look, you can't really sting someone unless you're quick about it. You know what I mean?
Right. That's and you can't really sling them unless you kick ass.
I was just on mute for like 5 minutes and I'm like, why do they keep talking over me?
I was going to say, Kate's really quiet.
Oh, why were you on mute?
What I was saying was,
so when you asked me to pour the Pucker all over myself in chat, because I don't want to do that. It makes me a little uncomfortable.
Well, because what I was going to tell you, Dave, is if you pour it all over you.
I'll turn on my webcam.
Wait, you pour it all over you. Right? First, take off your clothes. You pour it all over you. You wait 10 minutes because that's important. You have to wait 10 minutes.
Is this the thing you were telling me about with the dogs?
Well, no, that's different. Once this begins to dry, then you run and you jump and you just land into the wall flat and see if you stick. That's all. You stick right there and you're done.
Because really what every house needs is the outline of a person done in strawberry Pucker.
Well, it wouldn't be an outline. You'd literally be stuck there. I'd be like, hey, Dave, how's it hanging?
You know how that works out for you.
Yeah. No, what would happen is Dave finally gets himself off and there's just like body hair stuck to the wall in his pattern. Look like a fucking Yeti.
That may be the ultimate white trash waxing.
That would be an awesome YouTube video, though, wouldn't it? We got to get that done.
Hey, what's that on the wall? Oh, that's ball hair.
Well, you make it sound so derogatory saying it like that.
Oh.
Damn it.
I'm just thinking what's going to hit first. Know what I'm saying? That's right.
Well, if it's based on sheer momentum.
Bragging, wouldn't you? Well,
if it was based on just momentum, wouldn't that kind of like hang back while you're running forward?
Or wouldn't you want to at least try to make it the last thing to hit if it hits at all? I mean,
some of us can't help it.
Why is the first to go?
That's because when he pours apple pucker, he gets really excited. And he can't talk. Anyway, let's get back on topic. Thanks, Dave.
May be the ultimate derailment.
That was.
I'm afraid to comment.
You're afraid. I am, and I shouldn't be. I can
hear
usually,
so many questions
that don't need answers.
No, they don't.
Okay.
It could very well be the best outtake reel ever.
Oh, no. I'm really sticky here with all this fucking pucker. You can say that for the outtakes too, because that probably didn't sound good out of context, which is usually how
I
you
can
take
even
it.
Take out the pucker part at the end.
It's really sticky in here. Dave, is he stuck on the wall? Damn it.
Dave, shout.
Shout if you're still trying to pull yourself off. Wait, no. Again, out of context. not so good. That's what makes
now,
a kick ass.
Do you rim the asshole with salt or just.
Oh, no, you didn't. I have a question for you guys on your puckers. Do you.
Is that code for something?
That was so bad.
It sounds like it.
It was too much of a lob.
Well, what are you going to do?
But Dave still swung for it.
Yep, of course. Dave always swings for the low balls.
I'm like the retarded kid.
He's like the guy that cut. He likes to cup your balls after, you know, on the afterglow.
And please, everybody, if you have a retarded cousin or something, I don't give a shit.
Here, I thought he was going to apologize.
Dave?
Yeah. Dude, okay, here's the deal. If I meet up with any of you guys, I have to show you the Drunk Doug DVD. He won't let me put it on YouTube.
Oh, I need to see it.
It's in high definition.
You should put it on Google Video. That'll really throw him for a loop.
Scorpion Bowl night?
This was a Scorpion Bowl night, yeah.
I so need to see that.
It's in high def, 1080p. It's awesome. that just happens. The thing with Doug that's so funny.
You didn't do any slow-mo tricks with it, right? Because there's parts of that we probably don't want to see.
No, no.
Slow-mo.
The thing that's funny. Well, here's the deal.
There you go.
No, because then, here's the problem. Since Doug's part of my family, I have to deal with the wrath of his wife. If it was a normal friend, I wouldn't have a problem. But since they're kind of in the family, there's secondary attacks that can happen. But I have no problem showing you in a private screening, though. But the funny thing about Doug is he's got.
By the way, when Derek ever says that to you, just run.
That is wise.
I've heard that before. Yeah,
that is probably a wise idea.
Then all I smell was ether.
All I remember was this glory hole. No, so with Doug, if you suggest something to him, he goes into this hypnotic trance. He's like, sure, I could do that. If you tell him, hey, Doug, I think it would be great. I understand that it's only 30 degrees outside, but you should run down the street naked screaming, I'm a moron. He will do it. I don't know why. It's like, okay. And then that's why his wife's there to be like, Doug, knock it off. So in the video, my buddy Don's like, Doug, what did he say? Pull down your pants and show us your ass hair or something like that. And he's like, okay. So he starts to do it and his wife jumps in. It was hilarious. But it never got far enough where the high def would actually become an eerie problem. But it is definitely funny.
I've had that thought, actually. I mean, I recently picked up a new TV.
Pull down your pants?
I've had high def for a long time, but there are things that I probably don't want to ever see in high def. And Doug's ass hair would be one of them.
Yeah. I don't think some people probably don't want to see their own ass hair on high def. I mean, it's just like one of those things.
Mine's pretty fun. I dyed it pink. It's
right.
Nice.
That's nice. A little pink mohang. Great. Great. I'm glad. I'm glad I know that.
It's
now.
Like a troll ball. It's great. Sleep well, everyone.
He's got a little gem in his asshole. Oh my gosh.
Listen, troll doll.
That needs to be moved to the outtake so nobody has to ever hear that until they're done. In case they're drinking with us.
Hey, that might actually make for a good intro.
Remember not to drink and drive. Hey, my ass here's like a troll doll. Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
And this is why I don't listen to them.
Right. Yeah. He just throws it out there and just lets whatever stick stick.
Yeah, because I know I'm an idiot, but I don't want to hear myself being an idiot.
So oh, yeah, just yeah. It just totally, I understand. So, okay, well, let's reel this back and bring us back to the peppermint. So,
well, one more thing before we get back on track. I just love answer? It when I can cause an uncomfortable pause.
That's good. Well, before we get back to that, I tell you, I got it.
Especially with this group. Yeah. It's hard to get that from us.
We're not. Yeah, I mean, normally the line that you have to cross is much sooner, you know, right. In general public. Yeah. But
this is so easy.